I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A North Carolina man posed with a bologna sandwich for his latest mugshot.
How is that allowed? I thought they took everything from you.
I don't know, but obviously, like, even when they're taking the picture, but he has the bologna sandwich in his hand. Like, are they now having criminals, like, putting them to work in prison? We're like, okay, Johnny, you're the photo taker now for booking.
Well, and how did he get that? I mean, is it from, like, before he got arrested, and it was, like, in his pocket, and he just took it out to goodbye, or did they, like, make him a sandwich when he arrived to prison?
I don't know. Like, yeah, do you think, like, he snuck it in? And, oh, my, if he snuck it in, how did he sneak in the bologna sandwich?
That's what I'm saying. There's just so many questions.
Below his knees.
Ew.
Oh, see,
God.
Because it's bologna.
I kind of want some bologna, but not anymore. The guy was arrested over the weekend for two probation violations. He then took the mugshot with a partially eaten bologna sandwich in his hand. He's been arrested several times in the past for marijuana possession, assault, and breaking and entering. But, yeah, I looked multiple sources, could not find out how the hell did he get the bologna sandwich into the plate. Like, they took the photo and said, cheese. He didn't sneak it in there.
Well, if he's had problems with marijuana before, maybe he had the munchies and they let it slide.
But is a bologna, I mean, like, I think I've smoked weed a few times in my life. It's just not my thing. It doesn't do it for me. Like, I like alcohol a little bit, but is that something where he actually just, like, goes to bologna as his food? Because I thought it was, like, chips and Doritos and Taco Bell and, like...
I guess so.
Man, I'm going to hit this bong, then I'm going to get me a bologna sandwich. Yeah. All right, let's go to China for this next one. This is just absolutely insane for this dummy. A man stayed at a high-rise hotel in southern China last week. Either he couldn't pay for his room or he probably just didn't want to. Because on Friday, he tried to sneak out without paying. Not out the front door, but by heading to the roof and sliding down a telephone wire that was hundreds of feet up in the air.
Like an act. No way. That is terrifying.
Have you seen that where, like, these people do these things like, I'm going to walk across to this building with no support? That's kind of what this guy was trying to do, but he wasn't on TV or making any money doing it. He was going to head to the roof and then slide down the telephone wire that was all the way up in the air. The wire led from his hotel to another building on the other side of a 4-lane road. Oh, my gosh. I can see if it's like water, maybe you fall into water and you're like, you know, it hurts a little bit, but you're going to die.
That is seriously the stupidest thing ever.
But around the halfway point, he got stuck, which would freak me out. People on the ground, of course, like, what do when we see something going on? Do we help somebody? No. We grab our phones and start recording everything. So people on the ground were recording him while he was dangling up in the air. He managed to hang on long enough for firefighters to rescue him, so he's okay. It's not clear what charges he's facing or how much his hotel bill will be. Like, because he tried and all that went down. Do you wipe out his hotel bill after that?
No, you don't. Charge him with everything, so he'll never do this again.
That means he has to pay for everything, all, like, the goodies stuff inside the room, right? All
yes.
That stuff. Okay. And your final dummy of the day story today just really has me perplexed. A 30-year-old guy named Michael Bolton.
The Michael Bolton?
He's only 30?
No, it's not this Michael Bolton, but can we for a second, please? She can. Oh, here it is. Sorry, I missed the detail. It's Michael Bolton from Australia, and it's spelled a little bit different.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry. Okay. No, it's not the Michael Bolton that we're thinking of, but this Michael Bolton was in court last week after his crazy breakup plan fell apart. Guys, girls, breaking up sucks. Listen, don't do this. Michael and his girlfriend went on vacation together at the end of August, and he dumped her while they were away. That's a big no-no, right? You don't break up on a vacation.
Well, yeah, then you're, like, stuck together.
But he knew it'd be tough when they got back to their home, and she had to move on out. So he hired someone for about $150 to break into their house while they were away and steal all of her stuff. Nothing of his, but just hers. He figured that would help get her out quicker. Well, the cops kind of figured out, wait a minute, this is what's going on. Oh, he broke up with you and the only thing that's missing is all your stuff. Something's fishy here. And when they got back, they reported the robbery. Michael was arrested and he pled guilty to one count of stealing. He gets 12 months of probation. Plus, he has to pay his ex-girlfriend $675 in damages.
Dude, you know what I was thinking was the fact that he had to go to these lengths to try to break up with her and get her out of there and all that. How scary must this girl be?
Oh, I know.
Because he was obviously terrified of her.
He probably would have been safer. He has 12 months probation. He's like, can I get like 3 months in prison?
Yeah, seriously.
Just something to keep me safe?
Michael Bolton, he didn't love his woman anymore.
Her junk was only worth $675?
Apparently. She can bring him such misery. Yeah, she definitely can.
Yeah.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.